10 minutes away from 8 a.m. and like clockwork, here is Dan Zerp to give us an update on RagBrite. Dan, how are we doing today?
Doing really well, Gary. Thank you.
And now, what was it like in our state capital last evening?
Oh, it was really, really awesome. Riding into Des Moines from the north, they rode us right through downtown and by the Capitol building, you know, out the east side of downtown towards the East Village and up around the Capitol. And to the southwest side of town where the Waterworks Park is and where most everybody camped. And it was really cool to ride by the Capitol on the way into town. And then they routed us out that way again this morning. They took us through downtown and put us on Walnut eastbound and again go right around the Capitol and then get to Bomber, a really great hill heading out the east side of Des Moines. And been a beautiful ride already this morning to Altoona.
You know, the one thing that always struck me about RagBrite is how when you go into the towns, no matter the size of the town, the people are out on the sidewalk in front of their homes, and they are just encouraging you guys to continue.
There's tons of people shouting words of encouragement. You know, here in the city, riding through the west side of Des Moines and east side of Des Moines and Altoona, there's a lot of homes, and you'd see a lot of banners hung on the houses and from the balconies and things like that. So it was fun to see homes decorated and families got excited about us being here.
Yeah, that's got to be very, very nice. Now, here it is, Thursday. You wrap things up on Saturday, and you're in the middle of the state yet. So how's it going to work out here these last 3 days?
Well, this is the hardest day of the week, I think. It's hardest on paper anyway. For a lot of people, the first day of the week is the hardest because you're kind of waking your body up. But on paper, there's a little bit more climb and a few more miles today. And the heat is going to be up a little higher than it has been this week. So for a lot of reasons, today is a big challenge. A lot of the same things we do the rest of the week is pace ourselves, make sure you're getting plenty of energy going in and plenty of water going in, and just keep an eye on each other and take care of each other. So, and it's not just your group. You know, everybody's kind of looking out for each other out here on RagBrite. Everybody cares about seeing everybody be successful.
Have you seen any results of people being, you know, overtaken by the heat at all, Dan?
Well, there have been more ambulances moving around this week than we've seen before. A number of our team has noticed that. I think some of those are crashes, and some of them are probably heat-related. But, you know, when you have a much larger crowd, I think having a higher number of incidents makes sense. Unfortunately, there's probably just more chances of stuff to happen. So,
now today you wrap things up in Coralville, is that right?
Yeah, we're going to Tama, Toledo today.
Oh, okay,
so,
all right.
Yeah, our route, we just got to Altoona, and then we'll be to Mitchellville, and then over to Colfax and Newton. Newton's going to be our midway or lunch stop today, and then from Newton we'll go to Kellogg, and then Grinnell, and then we've got to turn north. From Grinnell up to Tama, Toledo area. And so looking forward to a fun night in Tama, Toledo tonight, and that Foghat concert should be really fun.
Oh, Foghat's going to be there, huh?
Yeah, that's probably the one out of the lineup this week that I'm most looking forward to for some reason. I thought Foghat would be really fun to go see.
Okay, and then now you guys do go into the Coralville, Iowa City area, though, right?
Absolutely, that's the following night.
Okay, and you get an opportunity. Now, you went into Jack Tries, and you were saying that you'll be in Kinnick as well?
Yeah, Tuesday they had us ride through Jack Trice at the end of the ride on our way into Ames right before they routed us to the campsites. And I don't know that for certain yet about Kinnick, but the rumor is that when we're leaving Coralville, they're going to try to route us through Kinnick so they can get us through both the University Stadium this summer.
As always, we appreciate your time. Dan, do you know of any other people doing something like this on the ride, or are you the only correspondent?
Oh, I'm absolutely certain there's other people reporting back to home. I know people write things. I know there's a number of people that are taking lots of photographs. I did talk to a guy that takes photographs for a couple of publications, and he's hoping that he can get some of his photographs sold. So there's people doing all kinds of stuff here. That, you know, for me, this is just a fun way to say hello to people at home and to let my family hear my voice and let them know that I'm doing okay. So I hope they're listening in, say hi to my family.
Okay. Hey, do you know Ted Schultz at all, former sports editor at the Clinton Herald?
Just a little bit, not
okay.
Very well.
I know Ted always goes on the ride as well. I had a chance to see him at the state softball tournament, and he said, yeah, he's going on the ride. So I just can't, again, I cannot fathom the number of riders in RagBrite. I mean, it's just amazing.
Well, in the past you know, you felt like you started earlier and you got ahead of the big, I don't know, the big wave of people. And now that wave is so much bigger. You have to start even earlier and it lasts longer into the day. But it does spread out. It does stretch out. It does thin out as the day goes on. So that makes it a lot more rideable. First thing in the morning, it can be really bunched up and you're kind of at the mercy of the group as far how fast you can go and things like that.
Well, again, thanks so much, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow. Be careful out there.
All right. Thanks, Gary.
Again, Dan Zerp, courtesy of the Bicycle Station. Are you looking for an e-bike? The Bicycle Station has e-bikes. In fact, the Bicycle Station in the Lyons neighborhood has new bikes in stock for the whole family. Bicycle Station also features service, bicycle parts, and a great variety of accessories, including apparel and helmets to make the ride more enjoyable. The Bicycle Station with name brand bikes, service, and the accessories you require. See them at 218 Main Avenue in the Lyons neighborhood, Clinton.